followed by See You at the Show, coming up next. Stay with us after that for Lady Lynn Live at 6 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m. And now here's this week's edition of See You at the Show. The views and opinions expressed on air are solely those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT, Champaign, Prairie Air Incorporated, Station Management, the Board of Directors, or the WEFT Associates. And this is Linda Evans, and you are listening to the first edition of See You at the Show for 2023. Does not seem possible. So it's January 5th, and I hope everyone had a great holiday season. Hopefully you had some sort of break from whatever you need a break from, and you were able to celebrate whatever you celebrate, and maybe recharge a little bit, and hopefully you are ready to see some shows, because it's that time of year where we're starting to get busy again. And so we have a lot of shows coming up. We have some auditions coming up, and some shows that I'm not familiar with. So that's going to be fun. And some shows that I really, really have fallen in love with in the last couple of years. And I'll try to play some music from Ghost the Musical, because that's always also coming up around the area. And I know a couple people in the cast, and I've seen Ghost the movie, but I haven't seen the musical. So that'll be a fun treat. And I'll just kind of, I guess, get right into it. First thing I wanted to talk about, well, first of all, we've talked about this maybe a year ago, maybe more, I don't know. Heartland put on or produced a radio play for It Happened One Night, and Eric was in that, and they are replaying, it's an encore, I guess, presentation of it, and it's streaming the 6th, which is tomorrow, Friday, at 8 p.m. And if you go to our website, seeyouattheshow.com, you can see how to listen to that. And it's definitely a fun one to listen to. It's a radio play, so it's like roughly an hour. It'll be a nice night, I think, to snuggle up to the radio or whatever you listen to radio type things on, and listen to that production. It's very good. And also Sweat at Community Players is it's opening tomorrow night, January 6th through the 13th. Tonight, I was thinking about going over there tonight because they have a preview night tonight, but I don't think I'm going to get over there. But I will definitely get to see Sweat at some point during the run. So it opens tomorrow night, the 6th, and goes through the 13th, and that's Community Players. They do a great job, definitely worth going to see them. And if you don't know about Sweat, Sweat has become one of my favorites. And it takes place in a dive bar in Pennsylvania, and portrays a meeting between a parole officer and two ex-convicts, as well as three women who were childhood friends and now work together in the same factory. Filled with warm humor and tremendous heart, Sweat tells the story of a group of friends who have spent their lives sharing drinks, secrets, and laughs while working together on the factory floor. The play examines the disintegration of friendship after two of the women, one white, one black, apply for the same management job. But when layoffs and picket lines begin to chip away at their trust, the friends find themselves pitted against each other in a heart-wrenching fight to stay afloat. And I really just cannot see this show enough. It's really, there's a lot in it. It's entertaining. I almost hate to say entertaining to something that's deep, but it can be deep and entertaining at the same time. It keeps you engaged the entire time, and definitely a show worth checking out. And I don't know, just looking right now, I don't know if I actually know anybody in the show, but it looks like it's going to be a good one. And if you haven't seen Sweat yet, it was, well, last I saw it was at Cranart. So last year, it seems so weird to say last year. And it was definitely a great show, and you should get out there and see it. I'm still like trying to look things up. And Community Players Theater in Bloomington, if you head over to Bloomington, it's just like 45 minutes, maybe an hour drive, depending on what part of Champaign-Urbana you're in, or outlying areas. And while you're there, maybe check out Under the Ground Blono. It's one of our favorite vegetarian vegan restaurants. They're new, they're locally owned, they're LGBTQ plus friendly, they're environmentally friendly, we cannot say, and their food is great. So definitely check them out. I know we don't, it's a theater show, so I probably shouldn't plug restaurants as much as I do, but I think it makes it more fun to go and maybe have dinner and see a show than just drive over there for theater. And local restaurants are really hurting. And so if you can support them, just like local theater, I think it's really important. And we highly recommend going there. We always stop by there. Even if you're not, you don't have time to eat, they have a grab and go where you can take things home and heat them up in at your leisure days later if you want. So definitely check that out. And since I'm already talking about Community Players Theater, I'll mention that they have auditions coming up January 16th through the 18th for Cinderella. And we'll have more details about that. And you can find that on either Community Players website, or you can go to seeyouattheshow.com, and we have a list of everything that's coming up. And sorry, I still have a frog in my throat, so sorry about that. Also, this month, January 20th through the 22nd, She Kills Monsters at Cotter Grimm Storytellers, which is in Danville. And hopefully, I don't think Eric's seen She Kills Monsters, so there's probably still some people out there who haven't seen it yet. Maybe he did catch it with me at Parkland. I've seen it several different places. It's fun. Oh yeah, he did. He saw it with me at Parkland. And it's fun. You don't have to know anything about D&D to enjoy it. It's a short run, so you only have a short time to come see it. It's a dramatic comedy adventure with fight scenes, two popular 90s hits, D&D fantasies, LGBTQ undertones, and a fantastic message. Agnes Evans is a completely average woman who strives to be nothing but average until the day she wishes her life was a little bit less boring. Her wish unfortunately comes true when her family, including her younger sister Tilly, dies in a car crash. Agnes was never close to Tilly due to the fact that they were interested in completely different things. Agnes loved mainstream pop culture, while Tilly had a passion for everything classified as nerdy or geeky, with a special love for Dungeons and Dragons. As Agnes is cleaning and packing Tilly's room in order to move everything to her place, she finds a module Tilly had written for D&D. In order to get closer to the sister she never really knew, Agnes embarks on her own adventure with the help of Dungeon Master Chuck to play the game as Tilly designed. As she delves deeper into her quest, the fantasy world and reality begin to collide and mix as Agnes searches to connect with Tilly and realizes how much of her sister she never knew. The more I see the show, the more I like the show. I never disliked it, but I think as my kids have gotten older and they have, I have an 18-year-old and a 23-year-old, well, almost 23-year-old, 23 in February, and then I have a 15-year-old, and thinking about, since they're my 15-year-old, my 23-year-old obviously have 7 years between them, I think about how much they will remember of the time that they actually lived under one roof together. And because I know my next sibling is 7.5 years older than me, and we lived very different lives really growing up because there's such a big difference. And so She Kills Monsters is very relatable to me, just because there have been times in my life, I feel pretty close to my next sibling up. My sister, she's also involved and helps out behind the scenes in theater locally, Karen Medina. And I just think about how it's, you know, how siblings can sometimes find a hard time connecting, especially if there's an age difference or a difference in interest. And also I think about that with Eric's family. Eric has 2 children and I have 3 children. And I hope that one day they all kind of feel siblings with each other and connect with each other, and how they'll be able to do that, especially since most of them are adults. And I think it's harder it's different. It's just different to get to know siblings as adults than when you're a child. So definitely check out She Kills Monsters, January 20th to the 22nd in Danville. And since I'm already talking about She Kills Monsters, Kevin Wickert is directing She Kills Monsters in Peoria, and those auditions are coming up. Let me get to the next page. January 7th through the 8th, so this weekend, at Cornstalk Theater. So if you're interested in being in it and you're okay with the driving to Peoria, or maybe you live close to Peoria, definitely get out there and audition for She Kills Monsters at Cornstalk Theater. If you're not interested in being in it, or you want to see it before you, I guess not before you audition, but if you want to see it ahead of time, you can see it this month in Danville. Other things coming up. Humble Boy at Red Mask Players, with Red Mask Players, also in Danville, January 25th through February 5th. And this was one I hadn't heard about, and I'm hoping to get somebody on the show to talk about it before the 27th. And I'll read a little bit about that. Felix Humble returns to his family home in the countryside of England after receiving word of the death of his father, James Humble. Once he returns home, he discovers that his mother, Flora Humble, has got rid of all of her husband's belongings, including the bees, which he kept. The reunion of mother and son is not as pleasant as one would imagine. old animosities are sparked between the two. On top of that, Felix discovers that Flora intends to marry a man named George Pye, the complete opposite of the intellectual and passionate James. Flora sends her friend Mercy to befriend Felix and relay information back. Felix can see right through his mother's devious agenda and finds that the gardener Jim, who is ignored by everyone, is the only one in whom he can confide. Felix reunites with his ex-girlfriend Rosie Pye, who is the daughter of George Pye. Eventually, a confrontation occurs at a garden dinner party where Flora plans to officially announce her wedding to George. After a period of emotional outbursts, a moment of revelation occurs as Felix reminds Flora of the intelligence and devotion of James to his unfaithful wife. So what made me kind of think about this more and want to know more about the show is I read that it is inspired by Hamlet, which I love. So it looks like that could be fun. And Lisa Strain and Paul Strain are in this show, and so it's going to be good. And that's Red Mask Players. So January 27th through February 5th. And The Lifetime of a Fact is playing at Heartland. It's opening February 2nd through the 18th. And I don't know anything about that either, except for what I've read. And I don't see a synopsis on here. I thought I read one earlier. I will, as we get closer to February, I'll find out more about that. And super excited about Dream House at the Station Theater, February 2nd through the 12th. As we get closer to February, we'll talk more about that. And as I mentioned earlier, Ghost the Musical is at DLO, Danville, again. And I know some people that are in that. And I think, I don't know, I'm old, so maybe some of you have never heard of Ghost, the movie with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. But I really loved the movie. I haven't seen it in a long time, so I always worry about that. Like, I really loved a movie, but maybe, I'm not sure how well it holds up, but I'm sure it does. And Whoopi Goldberg was in it. Anyway, it was a good movie, so it should be a fun, also not fun musical. It's not funny, but I guess there's some fun parts of it and romantic. And I will play a song, if I can get that going, Three Little Words from Ghost the Musical.
I've been thinking about it a lot. I think we should just do it.
You're serious?
Yeah. What does that look for?
You never wanted to talk about it.
Do you love me, Sam?
What do you think?
Then say it.
What are you talking about? I say it all the time.
No, you don't. You say ditto. It's not the same.
I say it with my eyes when I hold you close at night. When I make you scrambled eggs, when I tell you silly jokes, when I turn out the lights.
Sometimes you need to hear it, Sam. I need to hear it, so I can really feel it, so I can really feel it's true.
Molly, you know exactly.
No, don't speak, don't talk. You love me, Sam. I know. Everything about us is right.
every day, but it's really not the only way to reveal it.
But they say it's Sam, Sam, they say it.
It doesn't matter what they're saying, if words are all they are conveying. If you feel it and believe it, then it should be all you need to know it's true.
Sometimes you need to hear it, Sam, I need to hear.
So that was Three
Hi,
Little
I'm
Words
from
Ghost, the musical. And obviously, I've been listening, because this is coming up, I've been listening to the music, which I had never listened to before, and it's really good. So it looks like that'll be like a tearjerker and a sweet show to see. And that's going to be at the Fisher Theater, which is a beautiful, beautiful space. If you haven't been to the Fisher Theater, you are missing out. You really need to get there. It feels a little bit like our beloved Virginia Theater here in downtown Champaign, but it's much bigger, and it's been completely redone, and it's very special that we have two theaters like that within, you know, close driving distance, that we can go see live theater. And it takes a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of organization, a lot of upkeep to keep these old buildings in working condition, let alone in beautiful condition like the Virginia and the Fisher Theater in Danville are. So the more we can support them, the more we can have these special moments. And it's definitely a very different experience to see live theater in a space like the Fisher. So check that out. And I'm sure they're doing an excellent job with Ghost, the musical. What else is coming up? Stepping Out is at Decatur Theater 7, February 10th through the 19th. We'll get more information about that too as we get closer. First Date at Cornstalk Theater, February 10th through the 19th. And to round out February, Blythe Spirit at Parkland Theater, February 16th to the 26th. And Parkland, obviously, is a favorite of ours too. So definitely check out Blythe Spirit. Everything sounds so good. So you have zero reasons to not go, but that's the double negative there. You have all the reasons to go see all the theater this month, January and February. It's cold outside. It's time to go see live theater, support your community theater, support the artists, and have special memories. A lot of, I know the station theater is still requiring masking. I don't know if they're still checking vaccination at the door, but smaller theaters definitely are enforcing masking. I don't think the bigger theaters are, but check out each individual website to make sure, or take your mask with you just in case. And I know a lot of people who have been sick this winter, so try to stay healthy. Even if it's not COVID, there's the flu going around and a bunch of other stuff. So try to stay healthy and keep others healthy. So mask even if you don't have COVID, but if you're sick with something else, just try to take care of each other. I feel like that's my 2022, I guess we'll say goal, or my spotlight is on taking care of others and myself this year. And so part of taking care of yourself, it can be, for me, I know going and seeing theater is kind of therapeutic. So that, or being involved. I was at a table reading last night because I'm helping out with CUTC's Arsenic and Old Lace. And it was just so nice to be at a table reading. I haven't been, even though I've been seeing shows, I haven't really been involved in producing or behind the scenes much in shows lately. And so it was a lot of fun to be at a table reading. The excitement and of auditions, the auditions for Arsenic and Old Lace went much longer than most auditions. We kind of drug it out for 2 weekends because there were so many great people who came out, and it was so hard to cast because there were so many options. Everybody was so good. And Tanya, who's directing it and who I've worked with in the past, I like how she ran auditions where as people came in, she just kind of threw them in together to read together. So while we were watching auditions and making the choices, we were able to see how people worked with each other. And there was just, everybody did an amazing job, and it made the job of making the decision of who to cast really hard. And it just reminded me yet again, for the, you know, millionth time, that so much goes into casting. And please, 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 if you don't get cast in something, please do not take that personally, and get out there and audition some more, because it really rarely has anything to do with lack of talent. It has so much to do with other things. So, you know, it just, don't stop auditioning. Don't stop trying. Don't stop going and seeing shows. It's really fun to be involved behind the scenes. So if you don't get a part, maybe offer directors. Often are very happy to have people who audition and don't get a part offer to do other things behind the scenes, and it's so much fun. And maybe you'll end up liking that even more, or it'll open up a part for something else later. You never know what doors get opened. So just get involved and take care of each other, take care of yourself, go see some theater, support your community. Support WEFT. Thank you for listening. We love being here. I'm just amazed all the time how long the longevity of WEFT and so in a lot of our theater groups in town and around the area. And you know, some of them are going into their 50th